Zoe.
So over the first, is this a single person coming?
A single person coming.
Okay, God says over this person, why don't you come up here, whoever it is. God says, I've given you a belt of truth. I've made you a truth speaker. And I have secured you and who you are with truth that I've wrapped around you like a belt. And I've called you to be not one who agrees, who makes easy agreement, but I've called you to be the one who speaks truth and teaches other people about it. So there's a call on you to explain things. And for that to happen, God's going to explain things to you. So he's made your mind to be able to receive explanation, teaching, and understanding. Okay? Good. You understand that. Yeah. So God's going to open your mind over and over and over again. And it won't be just with one thing. It won't be in one area or even in one place. It'll be in different places and different areas and about different things. So God calls you a ranger. You know what a ranger is? Okay, a ranger is someone who has a job that has them going out, ranging out over things. Like a scout. Like one who doesn't stay in one place, but who goes in a lot of places. So God says, my daughter, I call you ranger. I'm going to have you range to and fro about the earth to see and understand man and me, says God. And I'll explain me to you in every situation that you come upon. And I will open doors for you to learn, for you to be educated, and for you to teach, says God. Does this make sense a little bit? Okay. So this is going to be recorded, and it's going to be important for you to play this back. About every year or every 2 years, play the tape again or whatever. It's not a tape anymore. Play whatever the thing is, a file. Play the file. And because God's going to do this with you, okay? He's going to make you a help to a lot of people. Because people need to understand. People need to understand who they are, where they're going, where it's healthy, where it's not healthy, where it's good, where it's not good. People need to understand. You're going to help them, okay? All right.
I'm Ben. Along with kind of piggybacking off of what he just said, I felt like God told me that he's going to very nicely, but sort of take your head and your face and put it right in the middle of the Bible. Like, just say, look at that. And it's going to feel like, oh, I have to. And there's a kind of almost an obsession that God's going to give you with his word. And that he's going to unlock things for you that somehow in this ability to explain things, he's going to unlock scripture to you. And you should not be embarrassed if God does something in your heart where all you want to do for a while is just read the Bible. And that he's going to give you a love for that. Okay. The other thing that God told me was that he's bringing you into a season in your life where he's going to start teaching you about why he calls himself Father. That when God the Father wanted to tell us what he's like, one of the main words he uses is the word Father. And he says, I'm your Father. And that's when you start thinking about that, it's a very, very deep idea. And God's going to captivate you with this idea of him being your Father, but also him being other people's Father. And it's going to become a part of your ministry to other people, is to be able to say to people, this is not just a nice idea. He really actually is your daddy. And he knows how to love you well. And he wants to be your Father. He wants you to receive him that way. And it's going to be a message that comes out of you, I think, very, very early in your life. Probably before you're ready to where you at least you don't feel confident enough to say it to people, but there's going to be a message that comes out of you about the fatherhood of God, that he is your father and he's also other people's father. And there's a tremendous amount of comfort in that, because there's a lot of people that don't have good fathers. And even people like me who had really good fathers, that's my dad. He wasn't actually a good father. I said he was actually a good father. Even for people who had really good fathers, they need that message too. So there's a word to you personally that God wants to show you about that, but also a message he wants to give you to other people about that. Does that make sense? Okay.
What's your first name again? Zoe. Zoe, that's a beautiful name. What does Zoe mean?
Life and consecration.
Life and consecration. Amen. No. It's a beautiful word prophesied over your life. But I just want to do a prophetic act over you if I can for a moment. And then I'm going to explain what it means in the spirit. I just want to declare over you, Ko yashi harandaraso terebreshi ki hiyanshai. And even as I speak tongues, the moment you sat in this chair, I just kept sensing there's a gem inside of you. There's a gift that God deposited in your life. It's like a gem that sits in you. And it's growing, and it's forming, and it's being fashioned, and it's maturing. And in the right season, God's going to use it in your life, and you're going to be known for someone with a blessed tongue. You're going to be used of the Lord in what to say, and in what to speak and communicate to others. Something about your tongue, something about the ability to speak. And I sense even a prophecy over you. There will be times in your life where God says, "Don't worry, don't plan ahead, just let me speak through you." There's going to be this utterance and this flow that's just going to rise up in you and through you, where God is going to give you words to speak that is going to confound the wise. It's going to cause people to go, "How did that girl know that? How did she speak such deep words?" Because there's a deep well of wisdom. Even at an early age, God is forming and fashioning that gift in you to use you in such amazing ways. And the Lord says, in days to come, you'll be known as a mentor to many. You will mentor many. You'll be known as someone, although early in age, you'll be known as one that gathers others, and you mentor and you help bring up who they are and help them step into their full potential. And let me just prophesy this over you as well. And I'm just going to leave this in the recording, and it's something that'll have to be played back as well. But I saw over your life down the road that you would be one to financially make a way for others to step in to their blessing. So the Lord says, I will give you the gift of being a giver and an investor. And you're going to invest in so many ways into other people's lives, including scholarships. So I prophesy that over your life. So the Lord says that gem in you has been formed and fashioned, and the day will come where you will impact many in this generation, says the Lord.
Could we have them come up? I want to give them a prophetic sign too.
I'm right behind you.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you come down here one second? It's okay. We can bear the silence. It'll be okay. So, Hector, listen, I'm giving you a sign too. Hold your hands out. Hold your hand out. God says he will give you financial provision for Zoe, like putting money right in your hands. And at the right time, you will lay hands on her and release to her this provision making. But God will give you everything that she needs. Money, scholarship, whatever. He will give it to her, first through you, but then at the right time, you'll know when. You release it to her, it'll be hers. Okay? Dream big. There's this, anyway, dream world class. Thank you.
And so, Lord, we seal your words over Zoe. Set them like a seal upon her heart, that she would step into everything that you have ordained and set before her, that she would walk in your full purposes and your plans. In Jesus' name.
Hold on, just I'm sorry, one more thing. I don't know, there's an ancestor no longer here who prayed. She's cashing in chips from a prior generation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what you do, your acts of righteousness and your prayer, after you're gone, don't think this stuff disappears. It is an inheritance you pass on to children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren. You don't know where it will land.
Yes.
Give your descendants a destiny.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Zoe.